Verbal gaffes. When people say it wrong, big style. Have you ever said something, then regretted it immediately afterwards? It's nothing unusual, and even some of the most powerful people on earth do it.
Take the case of Gordon Brown. Remember him? He was the Prime Minister of the UK until the 2010 elections. He made a famous gaffe. Towards the end of the campaign, he found himself talking to potential voter Mrs. Gillian Duffy. After a few seconds of friendly chat, Brown said, "Very nice to meet you," and hopped into a waiting car. And that was the end of the interview, or so it seemed.
Not realizing that he still had a microphone pinned to his shirt, Brown began talking to an aide, with journalists outside listening in. "That was a disaster. They should never have put me with that woman. Whose idea was that? It's just ridiculous." And when asked by the aide what Mrs. Duffy had said, Brown is heard to reply, "She's just sort of a bigoted woman." Whoops. Not the most intelligent thing in the world to say, especially as reporters were still recording what Brown was saying. Of course, Brown later claimed that he was mortified. He even paid Mrs. Duffy, 65, a visit to her house in Rochdale to apologise, and sent an email to Labour activists to say he profoundly regretted his comments.
But this isn't the first time that Brown has put his foot in it. In another incident, Brown confused American actress Renee Zellweger of Bridget Jones' Diary with fellow actress Reese Witherspoon of Legally Blonde. Reese Witherspoon was a guest in Parliament as a part of her work as a global ambassador for cosmetics firm Avon and their campaign against domestic violence. During the visit, Brown told baffled MPs that he was very grateful that Renee Witherspoon was leading the campaign. He also said he recalled fondly how Miss Witherspoon had spoken at a memorial service for film director Anthony Mangella, at which Brown had been a guest. This was all very charming, but for the fact that it was Renee Zellweger who had spoken at the service, not Reese Witherspoon. More next month.